Hello and welcome to Kids Learn German with Frau Colette. Hallo und willkommen zu Kids Learn German with Frau Colette. First, a quick message to your parents, if you're listening. I would really appreciate an honest review for this podcast. You can do so in the app that you're using right now and just leave me an honest review. This would really help me and the success of this podcast. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Now let's keep going learning German. Wie geht es dir? How are you? Mir geht es gut. I am doing well. In dieser Woche lernen wir über den Schmetterling. This week we will learn about the butterfly. Zuerst lernen wir deutsche Wörter und dann erzähle ich dir eine Geschichte, wie die Raupe zum Schmetterling wird. Und am Schluss gibt es natürlich unser Rätsel. First we will learn the German words, then I will tell you how the caterpillar turns into a butterfly, and then we will do our riddle. Zuerst spreche ich die Wörter einmal auf Deutsch und dann Englisch. First I will say the words in German and English. Bist du bereit? Are you ready? Der Schmetterling, the butterfly. Die Puppe, the chrysalis. Die Raupe, the caterpillar. Das Blatt, the leaf. Das Ei, the egg. Fliegen, to fly. Kriechen, to crawl. Fressen, to eat. Der Flügel, the wing. Schlüpfen, to hatch. Super, great! Jetzt spreche ich die Worte nur auf Deutsch und lasse dir Zeit, sie mir nachzusprechen. Now I will speak the words again only in German, so you can repeat them. Bist du bereit? Are you ready? Der Schmetterling. Die Puppe. Die Raupe. Das Blatt. Das Ei. Fliegen. Kriechen. Fressen. Der Flügel. Schlüpfen. Super, great! Jetzt werde ich sie noch einmal aufsprechen, auf Englisch und dann Deutsch. Und vielleicht kannst du dich an die deutschen Worte manchmal erinnern. Now I will say them again in English and then German. And maybe you can remember the German words for them sometime. The butterfly. Der Schmetterling. The chrysalis. Die Puppe. The caterpillar. Die Raupe. The leaf. Das Blatt. The egg. Das Ei. To fly. Fliegen. To crawl. Kriechen. To eat. Fressen. The wing. Der Flügel. To hatch. Schlüpfen. Super, great. Und konntest du dich an manche erinnern? And could you remember some of them? Now I will tell you the story on how a caterpillar turns into a butterfly. First in German and then in English. Zuerst ist da ein Ei. Aus dem Ei schlüpft die Raupe. Die Raupe kriecht. Die Raupe frisst. Die Raupe wird zur Puppe. Die Puppe wird zum Schmetterling. Der Schmetterling fliegt. First there is an egg. From the egg hatches a caterpillar. The caterpillar crawls. The caterpillar eats. The caterpillar turns into a chrysalis. The chrysalis turns into a butterfly. The butterfly flies. Now, are you ready for our riddle? Bist du bereit für unser Rätsel? Okay. Und los, let's go. Number one. This is how a caterpillar moves. How do caterpillars move? Kriechen, kriechen. That means to crawl. Number two. This is a tiny, tiny thing. And that tiny, tiny thing, out of that tiny, tiny thing, comes a caterpillar. It actually hatches out from it. What do you think that is? Das Ei. Das Ei. The egg. Number three. It has wings and it can fly. It is beautiful, often colorful. Der Schmetterling. Der Schmetterling. The butterfly. Number four. This is how a butterfly moves. How do they move usually? Fliegen, to fly. Fliegen. Number five. This is the word for animals when they eat. You only use that for animals when they eat. What's the word we learned today for eating? Fressen, fressen. And you only use that for animals. You do not use that for people. Number six. This is one thing caterpillars eat. It's green and it hangs on trees. Das Blatt. Das Blatt. The leaf. Number seven. It happens when something hatches from an egg. What do we call that in German when hatching? What's hatching in German? Schlüpfen, 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 to hatch. Number eight, it's green and it crawls. What's green and crawls? Die Raupe, die Raupe, the caterpillar. Number nine. This is what a caterpillar turns into before it becomes a butterfly. So what is a caterpillar before it becomes a butterfly? Die Puppe. Die Puppe. In English you call it the chrysalis. Die Puppe. Number 10. A butterfly needs this to fly. Without them, they cannot fly. It has two of them. Der Flügel. Der Flügel. Super, very good. Now, let's see. Were you able to guess them all? And were you able to remember the German word for all of them? That was very hard to do, wasn't it? Okay, thank you for listening, and you can listen to me again next Thursday. You can also find me on YouTube. You can find me on TikTok. I put little videos on there. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram too. Until then, I will say bye in German, and bye in German means tschüss! Tschüss!